Welcome to today's program, The Beauty of Grace, and I'm Pastor Pete Norris of Harvest Fellowship Church, Goldsboro, North Carolina. And we're just so thankful to be with you today, and we share this God's heart, and we just want to encourage you during the week through these podcasts and lift you up and exalt you. Make sure that if you have friends or loved one that's dealing with issues and going through depression or maybe anxiety, maybe whatever it may be today, we want to deal with that subject today, because I think there's so many people that don't understand the reality of how the enemy comes against the body of Christ and how the enemy wants to stop the body of Christ. You know, I want you to understand today, first and foremost, in Deuteronomy 28 and 2, and all these blessings shall come upon you and overtake you. Now, I want you to understand today that God, first and foremost, wants you to be blessed. In 3 John, he said, "My beloved brethren, I wish above all things that you prosper and be in health, even as your psuche or your soul prospers." So you got to understand Proverbs 23:7. Whatsoever man thinketh in his heart, that's what that man is. So I want you to understand that God loves to bless you. Matter of fact, he has even declared that blessing shall come upon you and overtake you in Deuteronomy 28. This means that you can't run fast enough to escape the blessings that God wants to pour out on you. When you turn one corner, there's a blessing waiting for you. When you turn another corner, it'll smack you. You're smacked with another blessing. So blessings are proceeding and coming. So now you may think that you don't qualify for God's blessings because of the preceding verse that says that these blessings will come upon you only if you diligently obey God's voice and keep all His commandments. You know that no matter how hard you try, you cannot keep all God's commandments. In fact, the Bible says that if you fail to keep just one of the commandments, you fail to keep them all. So we see that in James 2 and 10, but I want you to understand, I have good news for you. Jesus is the one who qualifies us for every single blessing because He's kept all God's commandments. When He died for us on the cross, He not only fulfilled all God's commandments, He also redeemed us from the curse of the law, Galatians 3 and 13. He that hanged upon a tree took the curse for us. So we understand that He did not redeem us from the blessings of the law, so the blessings are still ours today. He did not redeem us from the blessings of the law, so the blessings are still good for us today. Now, I want you to get a hold of that revelation that the blessings and the favor of God are still good for you. As you read the list of blessings in Deuteronomy 28, starting with, "Blessed shall thou be in the city, in the country, the fruit of thy body, your basket, when you come in, when you go out," I believe that Jesus is saying to you, like the blessings, then take them by faith. You and I are living and operating by faith. You may say, "But I don't deserve them." Yes, you don't deserve them, but you still get them because of Jesus. I want you to understand that everything that Jesus has, Jesus removed every bit of qualifier that you and I have to qualify for to receive the things of God. They are automatically ours because of what Jesus done on the cross. And because of that, you and I can step into an arena that we can live in victory and overcome the powers of darkness. You don't deserve them, but you still did get them because of the finished work of Jesus Christ. So that's God's grace. Anything you have to do to get it or earn it, then it's not grace. It's not a gift. Anything you have to add to, the law says that you must deserve the blessings, but the law is no longer here. Grace is here. So take the blessings by grace through faith. Believe God for the blessings. Now that's hard for some people to do, but Jesus is your qualifier for God's blessings. And that's how you and I receive the blessings and the favor of God. They're given to us not because we deserve them. They're given to us because of the blood of Jesus Christ that has redeemed us. So today it's no longer a question of how much or how well you have kept God's commandments. It's the question of how much you believe God for His blessings. In other words, how much do you believe that Jesus did for you, and how great is Jesus for you? And it's all the promises of God in Christ are yes, and because you are in Christ, then you can say amen to the blessings. So the blessings are because of Christ. So all the promises of God in Christ, 2 Corinthians 1 and 20, is yes and amen. So all the promises of God in Christ are yours because of what Christ done on the finished work. You and I walk in the favor and the blessings of God, not because of what we've done, but because of what He's done through his precious son named Jesus. So Jesus is the one who qualifies us for every single blessing because he kept all of God's commandments where you and I couldn't keep. He kept them. And because of that, because me and you are in Christ now, all the blessings of God are ours because of the finished work of what Jesus did on the cross. Now, what a wonderful blessing that is. And that's the beauty of grace. Think about that.